Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show, believe it or not, is for the week of January 2nd, 2017. Today we're joined by our frequent guest, the prolific commentator, Mr. D.R. Tucker. How are you doing, D.R.?
Good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everyone who's listening. I hope you all are ready to march off and slay dragons this year. So, D.R., 2017... is a consequence of 2016. Mm-hmm. One of the big issues that happened in 2016 that has import for 2017, of course, has been the election of a climate-denying president, someone mm-hmm. who is called climate change a hoax, who seems to be aggressively appointing climate deniers to important positions, who seems to be appointing an anti-cabinet of people who aggressively dislike the agencies that they have been asked to nurture and care for. Mm-hmm. It is quite a change from what we had anticipated and hoped would happen in 2017. Let me speak for myself. It has been a hard November and December coming to terms with the election of Mr. Rump, because mm-hmm. he is antithetical, in my mind, to the norms and practices of democracy. I can barely get my head around it. Mm-hmm. But it is incumbent upon climate hawks and anyone who believes in democracy, are people who have, across a huge range of issues, need to oppose the agenda, the Trumpian agenda of things that he seems to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. And one of the things I thought would be useful to do is to go through, I've compiled a short list here of only 25 or 30 things, that mm-hmm. of concrete things that you can do in order to resist what this guy wants to do. I think mm-hmm. that it is important because you can very easily give up, right? You can mm-hmm. very easily say, oh my God, it's such a big deal. I can't do anything about it. And that is I would suggest that's a wrong attitude to take. So mm-hmm. let me go through my list, DR, and I will ask you to tell me where I go wrong and where I get it right and stuff like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, first of all, in terms of preparing ourselves for a long four-year slog of opposition and resistance, it's important to be mentally prepared, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with this guy is not going to be stopped in a single march. There's mm-hmm. not going to be any clear victory where we say ding-dong, the witch is dead, and we go back to being a fully working democracy, right? This mm-hmm. is going to be a hard road. And so we need to take the mental stance that this is going to be a long slog. We need to pace ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves as activists. And mm-hmm. we need to, for example, I mean, one of the important things is to know what mission we're on. Know what you're mm-hmm. about so you don't get lost, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the first step. Would you agree that sort of, I feel like some sort of a jiu-jitsu or a ninja warrior, right, where you have to mm-hmm. sort of take a deep breath and prepare yourself and look into the glowing fire in the iron urn there before you go out to do battle. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there has to be a sort of a focus, and I think the most obvious focus is, again, to sort of stop the attempt to sort of gut and destroy at least 40 years of laws and policies to protect the environment.
Right. And so here's some of the things. You know, after mental preparation, one thing I think it's very important, and this is this list I've got is compiled from a bunch of, you know, 10 things to do list that I can put in the blog. But one important thing is never to allow this guy to be normalized as a president, that we cannot mm-hmm. accept this insane tweeting at 3 a.m. as being what mm-hmm. a normal president does, right? It is just outside. And so, I mean, one thing is, not, you know, don't even associate the word president with him, right? Don't mm-hmm. refer to him as president. In a sense, you need to mock him, right? Mm-hmm. Because if he were to behave within the bounds of the norms and practices of democracy, okay, mm-hmm. maybe he could deserve the title, but he seems to be outside that. He seems to mm-hmm. not care. He seems to be deliberately, right now, he's playing, alternate president to Mr. Obama, right? Mm-hmm. Calling up foreign, I mean, that's just not how it gets done, mm-hmm. right? So that's one thing. A second thing I would say is important for people to do is to read up on how to resist autocrats. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it really is true that this guy has the potential to destroy democracy. I mean, it's not going too far to talk about this as in a 1930s kind of moment, right? Mm-hmm. Where people need, you know, if you ask yourself, what would I have done in 1935 Germany? Well, okay, mm-hmm. now you get a chance to find out, because mm-hmm. this man seems to have the proclivities that could put us there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you? Am I overreaching too much there?
You're not overreaching at all. And you know, in terms of the casual nature of his attitude towards potential nuclear war, casual nature of his attitude towards the law, you definitely see that threat being posed, and that's a threat that has to be resisted.
And that brings you back to the first point, where you never normalize it. You never accept him and these mm-hmm. things that he says and does as being what a president should be doing, right? It's mm-hmm. always outside the bounds, and you recognize that it's outside the bounds. I mean, I think another thing that's important to do is to keep yourself educated on the issues, right? You mm-hmm. need to find a news organization that you trust and mm-hmm. pay for that news, right? If you mm-hmm. have to buy the New York Times or buy the Boston Globe or buy the Washington Post or some other website, make sure you're getting news that you trust. And if it seems like it's a lie, it probably is. People need to be mm-hmm. skeptical. You need to look at these things that are said mm-hmm. and claimed with the eye of someone who's trying to be sold a bill of goods, right? Like mm-hmm. a used car salesman is there.
And also, if you see that news organization promoting false balance, sort of, seek alternate routes. There was a great piece recently by Heather Digby Parton of Salon Magazine on her own site talking about a shock where CNN is now declining in ratings to the Home and Garden television network. And Parton noted her theory that potentially one of the reasons why is that people are disgusted by CNN's decision over the last several months to bring on a lot of these Trump acolytes mm-hmm. and sort of mm-hmm. promote them as if they're sort of legitimate voices instead of radical voices. And that has apparently inspired a backlash among CNN's viewership. So to the extent that people are disgusted by CNN's normalization of Trump, they're basically voting with their clicker and going elsewhere.
Well, Joe Rome put up a list of things, and he said one of the things he said was, turn off your TV. Because mm-hmm. most of the garbage, what you're saying was that the net information content that you get from watching almost any cable news channel, be it Fox or MSNBC, whatever, is so small as to be almost nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So to invest 2 hours of watching CNN is not worth it. Go someplace else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one of the other, Michael Moore, famous Michael Moore, who predicted the victory of this guy we got. Mm-hmm. He made a list, and he was very clear. He said, make your presence known. He mm-hmm. said, find out who your state representative is, who your state senator is, who your federal representative is, who your two state senators are. Mm-hmm. And again, you can do it. Go to wheredoivotema.gov. Find out who those people are and make contact with them. Mm-hmm. Explain, visit them, send them letters. They need to know that you care. Right? Mm-hmm. To the extent that you care and you're talking to them, they're going to be straightened up. They're going to be paying mm-hmm. attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what
definitely.
Would you have a corollary to that. Besides knowing your representative, what do you think people should do on election day, D.R.?
Show up and vote.
Show up and vote. Absolutely. I mean, the 2018 elections are coming. People need to mm-hmm. start preparing now. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things
that and even there are elections for later on this year, particularly the New Jersey and Virginia gubernatorial race, and the New Jersey gubernatorial race in particular is of concern to climate hawks, because depending on the outcome of the election, it could result in New Jersey rejoining the regional greenhouse gas initiative that Governor Chris Christie abandoned in 2011.
Well, it's funny you say that, because many of the lists that make recommendations says that people should run for office, right? You don't have mm-hmm. to run for president or senator, but run to the school committee, right? Mm-hmm. Run for your town council,
mm-hmm.
you know, because someone else is going to do it if you don't. And if you mm-hmm. have any inkling that you think you might enjoy it, that's a good thing to do, to get out there mm-hmm. and put yourself on the line for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things, let's see, I think it's Michael Moore said, he said, form your own rapid response team. So mm-hmm. each of us, everyone listening to the show, has probably four or five people that they know kind of agree with what they think. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So contact them and say, hey, you know, when I see something, I will alert you, and let's all write letters at the same time. Let's all do mm-hmm. something jointly, right?
Mm-hmm.
This comes, so, I mean, that's a great idea. It's easy to do. There's no formalism to it. You can make your own little group of people that tries to take action together. Of course, mm-hmm. you have to throw in the shameless plug that MCAN is right in that neighborhood, right? MCAN mm-hmm. is locally organized groups, but you don't have to go that far, no matter where you are. And you can organize your team around anything you want, be it women's issues, you know, health issues, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the other things that people say that you is good to do to resist the coming autocratic forces is to donate to civic groups. You know, mm-hmm. find a charity that you like. Is it the food bank in your town? Is it your public library? Is it, you know, whatever group you think is worthy of your money, right? Nowadays, mm-hmm. there's women's groups, there's immigrant groups, there's all the American Civil Liberties Union, right? Mm-hmm. Send them $50 if you can, right?
Yep.
That's a way to keep Trumpism at bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
definitely.
I think that there's so one of the other things that comes up often is certainly in the climate regime is to push for local action, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in your own city and town, you can do stuff. The federal mm-hmm. government's not involved. If you're a climate hawk, you can push. And again, MCAN comes in. We've got a website. Not a website. We just had a webinar about people, ways to start up clean energy projects in individual towns. So people mm-hmm. can do that. It's straightforward.
And what people need to remember is that, you know, now more than ever, all politics is local. And that's something that the forces of denialism recognize. Because if you look at particularly the state of Wisconsin, note that there had been for several years a concerted, well-funded effort to use not just well-funded, but also local activism was involved to shift the politics of Wisconsin in such a way that it would allow for that state to be won by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So the forces of denial understand the importance of local activism. The forces of progress on this issue have to understand that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the other guys are very smart about how they approach these things, and mm-hmm. We ignore that at our peril. Mm-hmm. I mean, another thing, if you want to fight the sort of climate denialism of the incoming regime, is to reduce your own carbon footprint. Right? That's a mm-hmm. tried and true thing. But a very simple way to do that is to have one less meat meal a week. It's amazing mm-hmm. how much carbon footprint there is tied up in meat. And if you just mm-hmm. say, you know, okay, I'm going to skip once a week, I'm going to go sort of have a vegetarian meal or a non-meat meal, that's a climate action.
And there's an easy way to do this. Before somebody eats that burger, imagine as a Trump steak. Then you'll completely lose the appetite for it.
Good, Dad. I like that one. I saw a website that urged people, get this. They gave you a script to call the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. and ask, you know, to say that you need to understand if there's a conflict of interest at the Trump Hotel. And when the poor person at the front desk doesn't know what to do, say, please give me your manager. And when that person doesn't know what to do, say, okay, please give me your manager. And try and get your way as far up the chain as you can to try and get to the Oval Office and say, complain about the conflict of interest. I mean, it's kind of sophomoric, but it's something you can do if that's your personality. So Joe Rome had a bunch of actions that he wanted to talk. Joe Rome had recommendations for fighting Trump, right? He said, activism, 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 right? You need to get out, take some kind of a step, right? Small as it may be, once you start taking those steps, you see yourself as an activist, and then you become an activist. He calls for us to end the climate silence, to actually talk about climate change and solutions. Because if everyone's afraid to even mention the word, you know, it's like Voldemort, right? We can't fight it. And so he wants people to talk about it. And one of the things he said was to not. So when someone says, well, now I'm going to violate the rule, right? When someone like Trump makes a false claim, let's say climate change is a Chinese hoax, right? What Joe Rome says is, don't repeat that, because every time you repeat the claim, you're furthering it, right? You just say what the truth is and not even repeat this guy's, say, don't debunk Trump's lies by repeating them, right? And don't read news outlets that do repeat his lies, right? If you just stop watching things, watching certain cable news channels, that will have a consequence, right?
And I would also submit that don't patronize news outlets that sort of promote this sort of stuff on their op-ed pages as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. And so we'll put up links to a whole bunch of different a list of things that you can do, but there are actions you can take. If you begin with sort of mental toughness, if you begin by getting yourself ready for a long haul as to what it is, having a mission, being kind to yourself, staying with your mission, never, ever, 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 ever giving up, you can have more consequence than you think. Now, there's just so that, I mean, those are kind of small, not small, but those are things that you kind of do on your own. It turns out that over the next few weeks into January, since we're in January now, there are two events coming up that you should know about. Of course, down in Washington, D.C., there is the opening day, as some, here I am repeating his words, right? Inauguration Day happens on January 20th, right? There's going to be a protest there. There's going to be protests on Inauguration Day in D.C., but right here in Boston, there will be the Women's March for America on the 21st at 11 a.m. down by the State House. We'll put up a link to it. If you can't get to D.C., you can certainly go to this this thing on the 21st. The blurb says, we will unite in Boston to march in solidarity with communities most affected by the hate, intolerance, etc. Immigrants, people of color, people who identify as LGBTQIA, and people with disabilities. So that's something that you can actually go do. And what's nice is that it's nice to be with a crowd of people. And who knows, given global warming, January 21st might be 70 degrees out, so maybe it won't be so horrible. But then even more important, on January 25th at the State House, and January 25th I think is a Tuesday or Wednesday the following week after the inauguration, there will be a lobbying day. And what's going to happen, if you want, you can go to that lobbying day and you will be given help. You will be trained. There will be nice people who tell you, you know, what you're going to do and what you're going to say. You basically go in to meet your state reps or state energies to make the case for clean energy. And looking for 50% clean power by 2040. And you get to look at your state rep in the eye. You get to associate a face with the name, and you can make a case. And the people that are organizing it will help you, right? You don't have to be afraid. They will tell you what to say. They will give you a script. They will help you. They will make it easy for you. So if you can make it on lobbying day, January 25th, we'll put up a link, sign up, so they'll know you're coming, and they can get you pointed at the right people. That's something, again, something concrete you can do, right?
You know... we look back at 2016 as being the hottest year on record. 2017 could be the hottest year on record in terms of activism, in terms of civic engagement.
We can only hope. That's what we're working towards. So, Dio, I'm going to put up links to all these crazy lists of 10 things you can do, which I hope I kind of boil down into what I think is my list of 25 or 30 things. That'll be on the blog at massclimateaction.org/blog. Please check it out. Please read. I mean, it's good reading. And if you're feeling down and depressed, go check out those links and see if they pick you up. You can find the whole thing on Facebook at /massclimateaction, where you can link through to the blog and the SoundCloud page. You can listen to us directly on your smartphone using Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. You can find us, of course, on iTunes and, as I say, on most all podcast distribution systems now. So we will close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the Trumpian agenda not be normalized or accepted as within the democratic norms, and we must insist that the United States puts a sustainable and equitable price on carbon. So, mm-hmm. D.R., thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
D.R., I hope you have a wonderful new year, mm-hmm. and we hope everyone listening has a wonderful new year. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us. And until next time, be green.
Very cool.